the community in Galway that I represent and myself have been extremely frustrated over a long period of time, but acknowledging the work that has been put into it by the local staff now, it is encouraging to see that a tanker now is going to go onto the island, that it's going to hopefully pump the water around, and that would mean then that the people will have a supply. But the end game here is very, very clear, that we demand a new water line going into Ellangola, so it's really important that we continue to push and to work alongside Askeran. I wrote to Askeran there a couple of weeks ago requesting that maybe this would be considered. I know that others have been involved in this here, and I want to give a strong recognition to Conan Nillan, the Bridget, for her work in relation to this as well. I'm confident that we will see a new water line going into Ellangola, but until we see the water on the taps turned on, I still, as a public representative, because that's my job, is to continue to fight and to push.
One of the worries is always going to be when you have an alternative temporary supply, that the alternative temporary arrangement actually ends up becoming the long-term arrangement. You are confident Uisce Éireann will follow through on their promises?
What I do believe is that there is a strong willingness by the Uisce Éireann staff here in Donegal to see that through. We'll be going into Ellangola along with Uisce Éireann, myself and others, will be going into Galway to look at where it's best suited.